Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we continue on our series, The Alchemy of Desired. Today's episode, we are going to focus specifically on using the energy of desire to create something magical in your life and in the bedroom. And I want to thank my fabulous co-host, Miss Margot Blake, intimacy coach with One Taste, for continuing to be my co-host on this show and bring her knowledge of intimacy to this conversation. Welcome, Margot.
Good morning, Mrs. Young.
Good morning, Mrs. Blake.
Are you as young as you feel?
What was that?
I said, are you as young as you feel? Because you're Mrs.
Yes.
Young.
Yes, I'm going to be young forever. In fact, I have it tattooed on my body.
Forever young.
Exactly. Well, welcome. All right. So before we start off, let me give a shout out to our sponsors for today's episode. This episode is being brought to you by Mix Amore, the newest, hottest, and free dating app. That's Mix Amore, M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Your happiness could literally be in the palm of your hand. Listen for more on Mix Amore at the break. This episode is also being brought to you by Hypnosis Everywhere, with Inez Simpson. Inez explores, dissects, discusses, and opens up the world of hypnosis. You will discover that hypnosis is a very big world indeed. In Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez offers you tools and answers to deal with that tricky mind of yours and proven ways to enrich your life. Listen for more on Hypnosis Everywhere at our break as well. All right, so let's get on with the show. As I mentioned earlier, we are continuing with our series on the alchemy of desire. And specifically today, we are going to talk on how to transform the energy of desire to bring about positive change in your lives. If you're new to our series, let me go ahead and expand on the topic, the alchemy of desire. First, I want to talk about what is desire, right? Now, desire has been called the feminine face of God, and how I love this sentence. It brings out, you know, such a flavor in my mind when I say that sentence. Desire is what God places in your spirit to lead you to your purpose. It is the key that unlocks what God placed you on this earth to do. We desire our partners physically and spiritually. We desire to have fabulous careers. We desire to procreate and have children. We desire to be emotionally and physically healthy. And we all should desire to be wealthy because, God wants you to be wealthy and prosperous, and you should want that for yourself. And let me share with you the meaning of the word alchemy, because you probably have never heard it before. The dictionary calls alchemy a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or a combination of both. It also includes finding the person who's right for you, requires a very subtle alchemy. So, also, this is a complicated topic, so I took it from a couple of different places. There's a book called The Alchemy of Desire by Tarun J. Teepal. In his book, Mr. Teepal tells the story of a young couple, penniless but gloriously in love. Obsessed with each other, they move from a small town to a big city where the man who dreams of becoming a writer works feverishly on a novel, stopping only to feed his ceaseless desire for his beautiful wife. I want to put a pin right there because we should also all desire that our partners and spouses have a ceaseless and endless desire for us, which means that the status quo that, erotic love only lasts for a year, we will throw that out the window. And that is where my beautiful co-host comes in. She's going to teach us how to do just that. To continue, this book offers in searing lucid prose a deeply sensual and moving meditation on the nature of desire, its history, its truth, and art. All right, so that was a little long introduction, but I needed to set up our topic for today. So let's dive right in. Margo, can you share with our audience, as a one taste coach, what exactly do you do?
Well, thank you, Miss Myrna. I'm an intimacy coach, and it is on the guidelines of Tantra. Tantra is, as what you said, erotic love or desire only lasts a month. In the Tantra practice, it is a state of being. So as an intimacy coach, I'm going to work with couples or individually to find out what is your desire, what's missing from you that you can't achieve everything that you want. So that's just one of many things that I do.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, and how exactly does the One Taste coaching program called The Alchemy of Desire teaches about how to capture what you just said there in like a nutshell?
Well, first of all, we gotta figure out what is your desire. So hypothetically, if I say to you, and I'm going to say to you, Myrna, what is your desire? I'm going to keep asking you this repeatedly until you just start saying, you're going to start saying things, stream of consciousness, things that come out to you. Myrna, what's your desire? And you may say, to buy a house. Oh, great. Myrna, what's your desire? So once we finish with that exercise, you're going to have an idea, oh, my God, I didn't realize that's what I want. So now that we have your desire, there's a cycle. There's four aspects of the desires circle. One is what you just said, knowing what you want, asking for what you want, being present to receive it, and being grateful and plan it forward. So that is what we teach. So first of all, we got to figure out what is your desire.
I like how you say that. All right. Awesome. Okay. Great. All right. Now, perfect. So my take on desire is that it does not only belong with a sexual connotation. Now, as a mindset coach, I want to show you how to desire. The energy of desire can transform your life. I want to talk to you about how to harness this desire to create and transform your world, as in the word alchemy, right? Remember, alchemy is a magical transformation of desire. But let's look at it, take it down to the grassroots. Behind every desire is the need to feel good, right? In the bedroom and outside of the bedroom, you want to feel good. You know, Margaret just used the basic desire of wanting to buy a house. I mean, we don't want to buy a house unless it's going to make us feel good. It's going to make us feel a certain way, either as a homeowner, or we want it on the water, or we want to look at the mountains, or we want it in, you know, in a forest, or whatever it is that we want it because we want to feel good. On our last segment, I asked you to feel your desire and bring them into the present moment with emotion. I asked you to visualize it and see it in your mind and bring some emotion to it, right? So I can make a guess that your desires, whenever you think of it, you feel good. Otherwise, you would be called a sadist, right? So everything you desire is because you think it will bring you some form of pleasure or some form of experience that you want to have. Like a lot of people desire to travel, and that's because they want to experience different cultures. They want to experience different foods. They just want to experience something different. So there are 7 positive emotions and desire actually heads up the list. The 7 positive emotions are, 1, desire, 2, faith, 3, love, 4, sex, 5, enthusiasm, 6, romance, and 7 is hope. So here's the process of how your desire starts in your mind, okay? You desire something. You want to travel, you want to buy a house, you want to get married, you want kids, whatever. And then you package it with a positive emotion. Gosh, wow. When I have this, this is how I'm going to feel. Okay, now, those thoughts put together increase the rate of vibration. And vibration is how we bring anything to us, right? Thoughts that have been modified or stepped up by any of the major positive emotions that I just mentioned, vibrate at a much higher rate than ordinary thought. Okay? So then what happens is this desire gets into your subconscious mind, which is why most coaches that coaches anything about the law of attraction will tell you to think of your desires just before you go to bed. And then your subconscious mind will take over, and then you'll dream about it, and then it goes into a different space, right? Because the subconscious mind is the sending station of the brain in which your vibrations are broadcasted, right? So we have you desire something, you take it to your subconscious mind, and then the third wheel, in the third spoke in this wheel is your creative imagination receives it. And your creative imagination picks it up, and desire is formed. I'll give you an example of this. I was watching a television documentary a few months back, and they were talking about marriage and the difference between how men and women have the desire for the wedding day. I'm pretty sure that most of you know that men would just happily, most of them, there's the odd one, most of them will just be happy going down to City Hall. Women is who has to have her big day. And they were saying that as young as 7 years old, most girls have already visualized their wedding day. They have visualized the groom. They have visualized what they'll be wearing. They'll visualize what the bridesmaid will be wearing. And the whole process or the whole wedding day is imagined. While the boys only think about the girl, how hot she's going to be. They have no care about the wedding or what they'll be wearing and what they'll be eating or where it's going to be. They just want the girl to be hot, right? They probably have some big boobs in her butt or whatever guys fantasize about these days. So if we follow this path, the 7-year-old desires to be married and she wants to look good on her wedding day. She imagines how great she will feel walking down the aisle in her beautiful white gown, looking her most beautiful, the guy at the altar looks like her idol, whoever her idol is at the moment. And she's also imagined her entire life after, because, you know, those fairy tales are always happy living, you know, forever after happily. And that's basically how her imagination sees it. The great thing about this, even though you might think it sounds like a pipe dream, that if we hold those desires and dreams in our heart and think about them every day and infuse them with positive emotion, her dreams will come true. It must, because that's how the universe works. We must marry thought and emotion to give us the ability to have the things we want. And that is how, my dear friends, we create the alchemy of desire. All right. So let's take our first break to hear a word from our sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the sexual part of desire with Miss Margo. So stay tuned. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen, some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard, so they say. Why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today I am speaking with my co-host, Ms. Margo Blake, who is an intimacy coach with One Taste. And we are dissecting the word desire, specifically the alchemy of desire and the energy of desire, because alchemy means the magical transformation of anything. And if you're going to transform, then you can only do that with energy. So in the first segment, we heard briefly from Margo on the cycle of desire. She said, first you have to know what you want. Then you have to ask for what you want. You know, people can't read our minds. You know, you got to ask for what you want. And then you have to be present to receive it. And then you have to be grateful for having received it and play it forward. And that means that now that you have your desire, you need to give the other person or your partner what they desire. So as we come into the second part of the show, I want to ask Margo to give us an example of how the energy of sexual desire can transform your relationship and to create something special.
Okay. Thank you. I had a client the other day, and it reminds me of what we're talking about. And he's 28 years old, and he wanted his girlfriend to find him irresistibly, like, can't take her hands off of him, like, I want her to look at me like I'm a porn star. I said, okay. And I said, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? He says, I see me. I said, okay, when you look in the mirror, when you go home tonight, tell me what you see, honestly. So he said, when I look in the mirror, I see someone unhealthy, because he was overweight. I said, okay. I said, thank you for your honesty. I said, in order for your girlfriend to see you how you see, you must see it first. And I said, so what can we do so you can see yourself as a porn star? And he says, well, I can lose weight. I said, you can lose weight. I said, but what can you do immediately? Right? The mindset. Once again, we're talking about the mindset. He says, you know what? We can role play. I said, great. So one of the things that you can do to transform, you know, that desire to something special, accepting where you are in the relationship, it's obvious that he was not going to lose 50 pounds in a day. And he wanted his girlfriend to desire him like he was like a stud muffin, right? So he started role playing with her, and that sparked the interest.
Wow, that is good. You always come up with some really creative ways to transform, you know, people's minds. So you are actually the perfect co-host for the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I love it. All right, so I like that because there's so many nuggets in there. Yeah, and the only one that I'm going to touch on is people always they say that you can never give away what you don't have. That in order for you to love anyone, you first have to love yourself. And, you know, I think that's where you're, you know, going with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, yeah, you have to accept yourself. And, you know, I have seen it, evidence. I mean, this is no plaything. In fact, I don't remember what I was doing. I was doing something recently where I remembered, you know, I do a lot of writing and I do a lot of reflection. And I remembered that I had one of my bridesmaids, you know, for my wedding was, you know, my best friend. And when you look at her, you wouldn't think that she was pretty or anything special, but she believed that she was pretty and special. And that is how she communicated to men. And, you know, they didn't see. They saw what she saw. So and I've always been baffled by that. Yep. So it's That is important for, you know, a lot of the women that are listening, and they look in the mirror and they criticize themselves about what they don't have. And then they go into relationship and they expect the men to see them in the way they want to be seen, but they are not seeing it themselves. So that was very powerful. I love that. All right.
Yeah,
that is basically how you create. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I tell people, you know, when you make stuff up, make some good stuff up. You know what I mean? Like what you said, our self-esteem is low, but make some good stuff up. So if you think that you're fat and this and that, okay, you're fat. So what? I'm sexy fat. I am like so sexy fat that no one else is like me. Make some good stuff up. Don't always make it bad. Just make it up good. That's
it. Yeah, love it, yeah. And the crazy thing about it is when you project it, people are going to start to see it, you know. So that was an excellent example. All right, so let's move on to something else, something I know that you're touchy on, which I love because it will bring some energy into this conversation. But in our last episode, we talked about two ways renowned sexologists Jaya believes that we are wired. We discussed the energetic and the sensual. Now, Jaya is the author of Red Hot Touch for new listeners. So today I thought that we shouldn't leave our audience hanging, that we should talk about two more on the five sexual blueprints, according to the sexologist Jaya. Now, to review, here are the five sexual blueprints. Number one is the energetic, turned on by space, tease, and anticipation. Then we have the sensual, turned on by comfort, relaxation, and all their senses being ignited. Number three is the sexual. This is probably where most men play. They're turned on by nudity and flat-out sexual intercourse. Let's
not
do it.
True. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Well, you see, that's how naive I am. Because then we have the kinky, who are turned on by taboo and power play. And then we have the shapeshifter, which can be turned on by anything. They're like the chameleon that, you know, I can be whatever role you want me to be. So those are the five. So last week we talked about the energetic and we talked about the sensual. So today I want to ask Margo, let's say that we have a sexual man, right? I'm going to stay with the norm. Let's say we have a sexual man and he is involved with a sensual woman, right? To me, that's normally how those pegs go. But, of course, you know differently. Right, exactly. You know differently. But from my little small world, to me, that's how that goes. So, but let's say for this particular conversation, let's put them in those little buckets. How can he turn himself into a sensual person and bring some romance into the relationship so that they can transform their bedroom play? So that's the question.
I just want to go on record that all of us are safe shifters.
Okay.
All of us. All human
right.
beings are safe shifters. Just want to go on record.
Okay.
But anyhow,
okay.
Once again, he has to have the desire. Is he willing? Does he want to do it? That's number one. Number two, it's about asking her desire. Her desire. It's not about putting candles and roses and this. It's having that conversation and listening to what she wants. Listening. I.e., babe, I want to create a fantastic, unforgettable evening. What would that look like to you? Now, she's telling him her desires. And it's just that simple. That simple.
All right. She's gonna All right. Now, I'm going to throw some wood on the fire here because that's what I do. But when you were talking a minute ago, I just had this inspiration about what happens if she comes back and she said, babe, you know what would be a magical evening for me is if we get a book and we read it in front of the fire.
Right. So
right.
once again,
okay.
that's her desire. It's not wrong. Okay. It's not right. But that's
No, I know.
Is.
But, I mean, she doesn't want the roses and the candles and the flower petals and all that. She just wants intimacy because to her, that's intimacy. They're reading in front of the fireplace. I actually seen this someplace in a movie. That's why it just flashed in my mind. Go ahead.
Me and my soulmate. Mm-hmm. You know, we do our best reading in the bathroom. The
in
best
the tub?
Reading in the bathroom. Yes, we do. Okay. And that's
All
very
right.
intimate. The best reading. The best reading.
So, hey, you know, I picked the right thing because you understand. Right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, so you're right. You know, when people think, I'm glad that I brought that up. You know, I'm joking about it, but it can be true. Because what you just said is that we, the man, because they're always in their head, right? The man would think that, hey, you know what, if I buy my partner roses and chocolate and, I don't know, rub her back or her feet, then she's going to, that good is going to transform to the most magical evening, but she might want something totally different. She might want to walk on the beach or walk in the park or reading a book or something, and you don't know until you ask. Yeah, so if you don't leave here with anything else, leave with the asking. And I love the way you said it, babe. What would transform your mind? What would knock you off your feet? You got to ask, and you can't just assume. So that is good. All right, well, let's go to the second part, which is a little bit different. So let's say that we're going to switch it around this time. let's say that the woman is turned on by kink and taboo, right, and power play, which means she wants reverse roles as a man and da-da-da-da. And she is, you know, in a relationship with either a sexual or an energetic, right? So how would you think that she'll be able to communicate her desire and transform the energy in the bedroom? Because we don't think that she would say, hey, babe, I want to tie you up and you be the woman. I don't know how these things work, but you get my point. So she's not going to ask it outright.
I see this is very uncomfortable for you.
It's not uncomfortable, but I'm playing in a space I don't know anything about. It's not uncomfortable, else I wouldn't talk about it.
Sure. So it's not a point of her asking. It's all about the outfit. It's all about the outfit. So she would wear something, right, that commands attention. So it may look like something patent leather. It may look like something leather. And when she has the mindset, he will understand and he would relinquish our power.
Okay. All right.
Did I answer that properly?
You did, but I can expand a little bit more. Yes.
I can
expand a little bit more because
hang on,
let me set it up. Let's say that I am the person that, you know, I am married to a very manly man, right? So let's say that I walk in the house with an Angelina Jolie kind of outfit. You know, she had an outfit in one of her movies where, you know, she was in a really sexy leather outfit with a whip on and da-da-da-da, you know, that kind of thing. So take me through that process.
Okay. So it would look like he comes home, you're sitting down. Actually, I got one even better. Sharon Stone, she was in that movie, and they were interrogating her. She had white dress on, right? She had the white dress on, and she just by commanding them, she commanded them with her legs.
Right.
And she was giving one answer questions to their answers to their questions. So once again, it's what you're wearing, your demeanor, your desire is for him to worship you. And when you have that outfit on, he's just like a puppy. You're the master. He's going to submit.
All right. I get it now. All right. I get it. But it's the outfit and what you convey in the energy. You
got to
convey it in the energy. Right.
I get
it now. Got you. All right. Awesome. All right. So this is a very interesting conversation. I hope that you are learning something from it, not only from how to transform the energy in your bedroom, which we all need to because that's where creation starts, to transforming the desire to want something better in your life. And that's basically why we are talking about the alchemy of desire. All right, so let's take our second break to hear a word from our sponsors, and we are going to come back to our final segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're Black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen, some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard. So they say, why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are having a very interesting conversation with my co-host, Intimacy Coach, Ms. Margo Blake. Now, in our second segment, we talked about how you would transform the energy in the bedroom when one person is wired differently from the other person. And even though Margo has gone on record that she does not believe that any one of us is pigeonholed into being wired a certain way, we can all agree that people are different. And it's almost highly likely that you and your partner is different because that is the energy that attracts, right? So Margo talked to us about how you can transform the energy if, let's say, that you are a sexual person that just wants to do it and your partner is a sensual person that needs some kind of romance and, you know, that kind of thing. And she said, don't assume, just ask. And then when you ask, then you will be able to make your partner have a magical night. The fact that you want to is great because, I mean, a lot of people don't get to that part in the relationship. So we talked about some good stuff, and we ended up talking about if the woman wants to convey power, that she wears something that makes the man wants to worship her. And it could be a letter, or it could be a short dress with no panties on, like Sharon Stone. Right? Yeah, so I'm sure the men are listening to this conversation and lapping it up. At least they should. All right. So now we are going to get into wrap-up mode. So today we talked about the energy of desire and how you can harness this energy to create transformation in your life, right? And transformation means that you're not stuck, right? That wherever you are, it can be better. Even if you are a multimillionaire, your lives can be better. You can transform it into something better, right? The only time you should stop growing is when you're 6 feet under. That means you're dead, all right? So I want to leave you with this thought. I want you to remember that your soul records every moment, every conversation, every dream, every desire, right? And every desire that reaches your brain is recorded in your subconscious. If you're hypnotized, the hypnotist can take you back to the womb. Everything is recorded. The fact that you don't remember it doesn't mean that it's not recorded. And last week, Margo told us that we can feel if a desire is true if it comes from your body. Your desires are communicated to us through the way our bodies react. And when our bodies react, then you know it's not in your mind. So use that nervous energy that you feel when you think about your desire, right? Or the enthusiasm or the feeling of love that you have for your partner or your children to create something magical. I want to thank our sponsors today, Mix Amore and Hypnotic Everywhere. Remember to support them. And Margo, it is your turn to, you know, leave us with some closing words and also tell the audience what you're doing right now as far as your coaching and how they can get in touch with you.
Thank you, Ms. Myrna. Well, next week I am going to New York City. So
Yay.
If anybody is in New York, I'm going to be taking a class on healing. So we have desires. So I'm going to be learning about healing. How do we heal each other? And if you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at sensualhealingplace@gmail.com. My website is almost finished, so you can reach me there. And last week we asked that you send an email and tell us what your desires are. And this week, if you're feeling sensual or sexual or shape shifter, let us know. Let us know. You know.
Yeah. Let us know who you are. Yes. That's a good point.
I know everybody's a shape shifter, but that's okay. But let us know. Email, blog, let Myrna know who are you.
Yeah, and my email again is info@myhelps.us. info@myhelps.us. Now, Margo's email was sensualhealingplace@gmail.com.
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
So that's sensualhealingplace@gmail.com. So I love that you are actually training on sensual healing, I'm assuming. Right, that you are going to New York to do that. I love that. So, you know, we can talk about that in one of our episodes. Now, do you have any last words for our audience as far as our topic today?
Be true to yourself. When you're true to yourself, then you can be true to other people. So what's your desire? Tell the world, share it.
Be true to yourself. Yes, know who you are and not be ashamed of it. And then all is going to be well. All right. So remember also to subscribe to the podcast so that if you can't tune in at 5 o'clock every Wednesday on the Metro Atlanta radio station that this show airs on, then you can pick it up now in almost all the podcast players. It's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's on TuneIn, it's on Google Play, and it's on my YouTube channel. So there's no excuse. You can, you know, listen to this podcast anywhere. And be sure to subscribe and encourage us to continue bringing you tips and strategies so that you can live your best life now. Also, if you want to comment, you can comment on this episode on my blog at blog.myhelps.us, blog.myhelps.us. Getting all mixed up here. Yeah, you can do that. And also, yeah, remember to support Margo so that, you know, that she will be encouraged to share her knowledge with you. So thank you, Margo, for being a co-host on this show.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you a safe journey to New York next week. And we'll see all of you back here again next week. So once again, thank you for tuning in, and namaste.
Namaste.